it simple. This noon I went to a small closed discussion meeting. It had the usual mix of male and female, young and old, and members at all stages of time of sobriety in the program. The chairperson asked for a subject for discussion, and a gentleman immediately put his hand up and suggested that he'd like to hear how some discussion about how to maintain the program on a level standard. He went to great lengths to describe his feeling of insecurity and the anger and fear that sometimes takes over when things are not going the way he thought they should. A couple of other people chimed in with basically the same thoughts, embellished somewhat with their feelings of insecurity at times. As the various speakers expressed their concerns and explained how they were handling their programs, I began to sense that all of the speakers were expressing pretty much the same feelings that I've been hearing at most of the speaker meetings I've attended. Nearly everyone sounded as though they were walking on eggshells, trying to analyze every facet of the program and their own emotional reactions, scared that something bad was liable to happen at any moment, and in constant fear that there was a drink hanging over their head, ready to take them back to their previous drunken life. In other words, they were sober, but they were not living a joyous and free life as it is described in the AA literature. This is not the AA program as I have known it for the past 50 years. The AA program provides us with everything we need to work the program, but every one of those tools must be used at one time or another. The most important ones are the big book, particularly Chapter 5, How It Works, starting on page 58, our sponsors, and the meetings. However, there are also a great many other publications, some by Bill W. and some by other authors, but all with a valuable message. It is important to avail oneself of all of them. As I sat in the meeting this noon, I was aware of the slogans hanging on the wall. First things first, one day at a time, and a couple of others. But there was one missing, one that I have always felt was extremely important. It is the comment that Dr. Bob made to Bill W. as they parted at their last meeting. Dr. Bob said, "Remember, Bill, keep it simple." Keep it simple is a slogan that I heard repeatedly when I first came in the program, and I've always felt very strongly that it was extremely important. When we start acting like amateur psychiatrists trying to analyze our every emotion as well as being analytical about everything we read, we're not keeping it simple, and we're leading ourselves down a dangerous path leading to confusion, fear, and ultimate disaster. I believe it's important to stop looking for hidden meanings, stop dissecting what is written or spoken, and start accepting it at face value, and just go along with it. Be flexible. Malleable. You put yourself in God's hands. Now let him mold you as a master potter molds the clay into a beautiful vase. After all, he made you. He has a plan for you, which you tried to mess up with your drinking. Now that you're making a real effort to change that, stop taking control and let him do his job. When I first came into the program, I had a monstrous ego, inflated by years on the stage as a successful country musician. Nobody could tell me anything. However, when I listened to those first three speakers at that first meeting, they gave me hope, which I hadn't had for a long time. And when they told me to turn my life over to God, that definitely created a problem in my thinking, because I felt that he was one of the members of the team that was out to destroy me. Nevertheless, I did what they told me to do and didn't question anything about it. Oh, my sponsor and I had a few bad moments once in a while, but he always prevailed and I accepted everything I was being told. Like a sheep following meekly along, I followed the directions as they were given to me. Amazingly, my life began to change slowly at first and then gained momentum very quickly. When I hear people with several years of sobriety now complaining about their life, their relationships with others, and their fear that they may take a drink, I don't understand it. After a year or so, their lives should have evolved into a normal life, free from thoughts of alcohol, and able to cope with any situation that might arise. By then, they should have established a personal relationship with their higher power, so that he is walking hand in hand with them every day, all day long. When I came to AA, I had absolutely nothing other than the clothes on my back, and nothing to offer society except a ruined musical career. And yet within 9 months of the first meeting that I attended, I was installed in a large office with a private secretary and given the title of general manager of one of the largest real estate and building companies in the area. A credit to me? Not a bit. It came about as a result of my willingness to keep it simple and do exactly what the members of AA were telling me, and most importantly, follow the direction of my God. My life continued to get better and better at a very rapid pace, considering where I had been a few years prior to coming to AA. Within 2 years, I married a wonderful woman who had a successful career of her own as a nurse and administrator in a hospital. And 2 years later, we had a fine son. My wife attended meetings regularly with me, and it was her strength and encouragement that helped me many times over the rough spots. Because of my experience in AA, I can truthfully say that if you will accept the program as it was originally written in the big book, don't try to change things, and don't treat the program like a smorgasbord where you select only the few things that might appeal to you. If you'll take it in its entirety, you too will find your life changing rapidly for the better. Of course, the key to the whole thing is, it's a spiritual program, and you must dedicate your life to a daily program of prayer and meditation that will be constantly improving your contact with God. As He becomes your partner in every aspect of your life, and you let Him be the boss, problems will be solved, needs will be met, harmony and love will be ever present in your family. And always remember, keep it simple.